It's Friday. Time now for the Clean Joke on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. And today is a very special joke, right, Lauren?
It is. It's the
end of our contest.
That's right. It's the 10th and final Clean Joke submission we got from all of you out in the community. We asked you to send us your funniest clean joke. You did. We picked the top 10, and we're reading the last one today.
Out of the 9 we've had so far, we've had some that were really good.
Right.
Some that just, I was rolling on the floor practically.
Yes.
And others, if that's your best joke, maybe we might want to rethink this thing.
True.
But I can't wait to find out what today's is.
And keep in mind, just because you and I might have thought a joke was funny or not funny, doesn't mean, you know, you feel the same. So make sure after today's joke, starting at noon today, all 10 audio jokes are up. All the audio files of the jokes are up on chapelboro.com on the Clean Joke Contest page. And we're asking you to go back, take a listen to them to remind yourself, and then vote on which one's your favorite.
Well, we really want to know what you think because we don't get to vote.
We do not get to vote.
Not our decision at all.
It's up to you. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
We chose the ones to put on the air, but no matter what our reaction was on the air, whether I laughed or groaned or whatever the case may be, or whatever Lauren felt about it, it doesn't matter.
It's up to you.
It only matters what you think.
You got to help us find a winner. All right.
Well, who's the last one?
The last one to round us out, Pat Evans.
Pat Evans.
That's right.
Friends of downtown Chapel Hill.
Exactly. So thanks, Pat.
All right.
You're going to be our last joke. All right.
All right. I can't wait.
A Jewish man was leaving a convenience store with his espresso when he noticed a most unusual Italian funeral procession approaching the nearby cemetery. A black hearse was followed by a second black hearse about 50 feet behind the first one.
Uh-huh.
Behind the second hearse was a solitary Italian man walking a dog on a leash.
Okay.
Behind him, a short distance back, were about 200 men walking single file.
Wow.
It's a long procession.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder about this thing.
The man couldn't stand the curiosity of the spectacle. He respectfully approached the Italian man walking the dog and said, "I'm so sorry for your loss, and this may be a bad time to disturb you, but I've never seen an Italian funeral like this. Whose funeral is it?" He replied, "My wife's." "What happened to her?" "Well, she yelled at me, and my dog attacked and killed her."
Wow.
He inquired further, "But who is in the second hearse?" The Italian man answered, "My mother-in-law. She was trying to help my wife when the dog turned on her." A very poignant and touching moment of Jewish and Italian brotherhood and silence passed between the two men. The Jewish man then asked, "Can I borrow the dog?" The Italian man replied, "Get in line." Just awful.
Oh, it's awful, goodness. But funny.
It is.
Oh, man.
That's all that matters.
Wow. Pat Evans, huh?
Didn't see that one coming from Pat, did we?
I wonder where she got that.
I know.
Man, well, that's great. Yeah. Now, again, this is the last in the contest.
That's right. Time to vote.
Got to go vote.
Go to chapelboro.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get that voted.
And then we'll let you know soon who the winner is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.